We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
which stands one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan's absent. Wise.
Here.
Srilik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, September the 20th and September the 28th.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes of them two sessions? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. When the clerk's ready, we'll have her read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $26,009.81. Economic Development, $1,225. Police, $18,007.79. Fire, $7,289.46. Street, $4,224.52. Park, $765.57. Public Health and Safety, $1,568.83. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $75. Garbage, $76. Cemetery, $188.61. Water Operations, $39,216.54. Sewer Operations, $4,187.58. Water Deposit, $675. Clinton Sanitary District, $54,337.71. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $324,723.84. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $131.46. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $715. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $486,100.98.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Second that.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. We have Mr. Mobley's here this evening to address the council.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
I am here basically to get some answers. I was told by you yourself, Mr. Mayor, that I would receive a phone call every Friday to keep me updated, and I believe that was back in mid-August, early August. I've only received one phone call on Friday from Tim, Mr. Folliwell, one Friday since that meeting with you. I've spoken with him two other times after I stopped and talked with Mr. Ballinger, and you contacted Tim, and he said that he would give me a call, which he did. Same way with Kenny Buchanan. That's only three times I've heard back.
Well, it's kind of, he's talked to you personally, though, pretty well weekly.
No, I've talked to him maybe once or twice.
Remember when I said, well, when something comes up that changes the focus of what we're talking about, then he can call you or, you know, keep you up to date.
Well, that's not what you told me, that I would be getting a phone call weekly by him. That's what you told me.
Well, if there's nothing, you know, Jimmy, there's nothing new, there's not a whole lot of conversation.
Well, that's another thing why I came up.
Okay.
Is there a court date? Has there been a court?
Not to my knowledge. We're still working on contacting everybody, Jim.
I was told it was given to the attorney, and he was going to get a court date. That's what I was told.
That's correct, but they got to notify everybody, and I don't. Well, there's what four of these children, Tim?
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah.
For certain on the number.
So everybody has to be notified first.
Well, I truly understand that, but how long does that take? I mean, we're going on almost 4 months now.
Some of them are out of state, and that's...
Well, like I said, how long does that take? Yeah. It's 4 months.
Yeah.
And only one thing's been done over there since it's been posted, and that was with Jason's lawn care coming over and mowing and the weeds being taken out after FS sprayed it. That was done mid-July. Here it is, October 4th. Nothing else has been done. The weeds are back up, except for you, Mr. Mayor. You have mowed out on the easement when you were mowing your property.
Yeah, but we can't clean it back up or else we're right back to the same position we was. When somebody looks at it, they say, well, what are you talking about? It's nice and clean.
Has there been any other tickets written?
Same answer. We can't give another ticket on it. We gotta let it go to court and go from there, Jim. It just takes time.
So do we have any idea, Steve, how long it's gonna take to get a court date?
I think, Jim, what the mayor is telling you, there comes a point in time in these projects when we are working on things, but it becomes not in our best interest to discuss them publicly, and we're at that point now. So the property is being worked on, but we're at a point now where we've got to, we don't want to in advance talk about it.
Will I be notified when there is a court date and what date it is and what time?
If and when there's a court date, it's always on Judici, which you could follow. I'm sure you could follow all of this. Or probably have, I'm sure.
Well, can't someone contact me from this and tell me when the court date is set?
We'll do our best, Jim.
Okay. Enough said. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We're going to announce the trick-or-treat times is 5 to 8 on Sunday the 31st. That's set for the city of Clinton. Everybody be safe. It's always a pretty good time for the kids to come around to the houses and stuff. I know my wife enjoys them, and we always have a lot of them, quite a few. And then if some of the citizens don't realize, Area Disposal has sold out to a company, GFL. So if you see some green trash hauling trucks around town, that is the new owners of the Area Disposal. GFL means Green for Life. They're a Canadian company, but they have holdings in the U.S. And from coffee shop, I guess they've bought four of the landfills, plus area has a 1,000 employees somewhere in that neighborhood. So we wish them goodwill in the community. Anybody in... on the internet, Steve, that would want to address the council?
Oh, no, Roger, just Tom and I are the only ones online.
Okay, thank you. Kenny's not here this evening. We'll move on down to public property.
Okay, thanks. I really don't have very much. The only thing we're going to try to flush mains next week, weather permitting. We do it like a couple times a year at least, and it's just that time again. And then we are going to start removing the lime from the lagoons as it dries out again. You know, we get the rain and stuff, we like to have it drier because then we get more product out of the lagoons and don't have as much weight, so it's good when it's dried out a little bit. So as soon as that happens, then they'll be taking the lime out. And other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay, thank you. Health and Safety.
I've only got one thing on my report. Just reminding everybody that the fire truck parade is this Wednesday night, starts at dusk, and there's quite a few entries in it, so a lot of people like coming out and seeing it. Don't sound like the weather is supposed to be the best. And I want to yield the rest of my time to Chief Lowers so he can talk.
Thank you. A couple of announcements. Officer James McClure will be leaving our department after serving 16 years, at which time he initially came here from the Urbana Police Department, where he served five prior to that. He served as a patrol officer, a canine officer, and patrol sergeant. He's going to seek employment outside of law enforcement. Wednesday we have is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and we're going to be hosting an event at Hardee's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Fairly early, but we wanted to catch some of those folks maybe on their way to work or before work an opportunity to come visit with us. Certainly no agendas or anything like that, just an opportunity to come ask questions and visit with the officers and get to know the officers in our community. Friday is the homecoming parade, I believe 3 p.m. The same route as usual or in the last several years, Main Street out to Illini, down Illini Drive and into the high school there. So there will be some street closures in the 200 and 300 blocks of West Main Street, and then we'll have officers in the Sheriff's Department assisting us at the highways. We're going to ask the fire department once again to help us with the side streets along Main Street. So 3 o'clock, homecoming parade. I'm going to have everybody out for that. Somebody's not very happy about this. But on a positive note, tonight we're here to acknowledge and celebrate the promotion of Officer Joe Krasny to the rank of Sergeant. Officer Krasny began with the Clinton Police Department in July of 2019 after previously having served with the Sheriff's Office for 2.5 years. Officer Krasny served as a night shift patrol officer for his initiative, vast training, and patrol experience has quickly identified him as a future leader within our department, and we look forward to his supervisory role in the future. Sergeant Krasny is joined by his wife, Megan, and their one-month-old son, Dominic. So I'm going to ask him to step forward, and he and Dominic take his oath.
And Megan is going to
pin on his new badge.
Kicking socks off. Oh, he yeah. said, I'm throwing them dying. Babies out.
Here, could you hold that? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joe Krasny.
I, Joe Krasny.
Having been appointed to the office of sergeant.
Having been appointed to the office of sergeant.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the county of
DeWitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of sergeant.
The duties of the office of sergeant.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's right. That's pretty darn good. You might be able to hear him yell as loud as the baby if you stab him.
That's right. People. Cute.
Great job. And thank you for bringing Dominic, because that was enjoyable. Thank you. That's awesome.
That's all I have.
I do have one thing, Ben. I go to work at 4. Can we have coffee a little earlier?
Yeah.
A little earlier on the coffee.
He want.
Well, maybe you stop by after work.
That's all I got.
Congratulations. Thank you. Council Finance. Tom.
I just have a couple things. Susan Cooper from Youth Initiative.
Thank you.
Has given us a proposal. You know, we are now no longer there as the fiduciary, because the grant that we were participating in dropped. So they are using the YMCA as their fiduciary, but they're soliciting some donations. And what I would propose is that, you know, they've done various work through different city departments over a very long period of time, like John, like yours, painting the fire hydrants. That's a big one, or Kenny's department, as far as working the curbs and things like painting the curbs. So things like that, I think we need to take each one of our departments and evaluate and see if there's something we want to make, pay them for that service going forward in the next year. So think about that. Maybe we'll bring that up at the next meeting. Okay. And then I just want to make another a personal comment to congratulate Roger, Paul Scour, the hospital staff for a beautiful job on the parking lot. And particularly on the Circle Drive, the addition of two handicapped parking spaces. Very good addition. I think they did an excellent job. That's all I had.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. Got a motion for the resurfacing of the pickleball court?
Yeah. Motion to approve the resurfacing of the pickleball courts for the Parks Department from all weather courts in the amount of $27,640.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any anybody have any questions on the resurfacing of the pickleball court? This will probably won't take place until next year.
Knowing the way Mother Nature goes, it will probably be spring.
Yeah. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. Next is a motion for the right-of-way agreement with Chevron Environmental Management.
Motion to approve the right-of-entry agreement between the City of Clinton and Chevron Environmental Management Company.
Make that motion.
Second that.
Motion been made and second. Any conversation with the questions on this one? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is the engineering agreement with the new water tower and water treatment plant improvements.
Motion to approve the engineering agreement on a new water tower and water treatment plant improvements with Symbiont in the amount of $121,695.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. I will drop down to new business as the amendment of the resolution of the financial commitment safe route for the school program. And we're going to place on file, keep on file.
We need to do that one. We're
going to vote on that one anyway. Okay.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-13, a resolution in support of participation in the Safe Routes to School program.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Everybody understands it's down Jackson Street all the way to Lincoln School. Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We're going to keep on file the fire trucks until we have that agreement contract situated. Also, we're going to place on file a contractual purchase agreement for the lot number 4 and lot number 5. That's all we're going to place on file. We're going to recess tonight's meeting, and there'll be no closed session tonight.
Motion to recess to reconvene October 12th, 2021 at 6 o'clock.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. That's all, folks. Thank you.
Good night. Everybody have a good evening.
Good night.
All right. See you, Tom.
Thank you.
Downstairs tonight. For the fire department.
Dave, he's right.